This is Brian Kernahan, and you are listening to WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM, Tufts Educational Radio.
No. you have the time to listen to me whine about nothing and everything all at once. I am one of those melodramatic fools, neurotic to the bone, no doubt about it. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just stuck? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like a sex that's bringing me. Sometimes I give myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid?
Freeform Radio.
I don't know what we're yelling about!
Oh, I've been waiting around, hoping things might have changed since our last time around, but now it's getting late. Yeah.
Santa's door. You don't need a ticket to Santa Claus's party. A lot of toys for girls and boys and plenty of fun in store.
A Christmas tree so high,
it pokes right through the sky.
And Santa will be there to call.
Merry Christmas to you all. Come on, everybody, to Santa Claus's party. A cheery grin will get you in, so what are you waiting for? There's a baseball bat for Johnny, a talking doll for Jill, and a mountain high of ice cream pie where everyone eats his fill. There'll be rides on Santa's reindeer with a Christmas time patrol. If you're good, they'll stop at Santa's shop way up at the old North Pole. Come on, everybody, to Santa Claus's party. You may be sure both rich and poor are welcome at Santa's door. You don't need a ticket to Santa Claus's party. A lot of toys for girls and boys and plenty of fun in store. Cheery grin will get you in.
She was moving, she was gliding with it, and she was moving, she was floating above it, and she was. And she was moving, she was gliding with it, and she was.
Though I was moving, she
little, I didn't talk for a long time. I liked things to always be the same. Anything new or different would scare and upset me. I was very sensitive to lights and sounds. It was almost like I had bigger eyes and ears than everyone else. So I built secret hiding places where nothing could get in. I didn't like looking people in the eye. It made me feel uncomfortable. I'd throw big tantrums over little things, like when my socks didn't match. Sometimes I'd do the same things over and over, until one day I found out I had autism. My family got me help. Slowly, I learned how to live with it better.
You can see signs of autism in children as young as 18 months. Early intervention can make a lifetime of difference. Learn the signs at autismspeaks.org/signs. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
Thank you. doggone it, people like me.
Oh, good for you.
91.5 WMFO.
I feel happy of myself.
Well, stop it.
The snowman was a jolly happy soul, with a corncob pipe and a button nose, and eyes made out of coal. Frosty the snowman is a fairy tale, they say. He was made of snow, but the children know that he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old silk hat they found, for when they placed it on his head, he began to dance around. But Frosty the snowman was as live as he could be, and the children say he could laugh and play just the same as you and me. Frosty the snowman knew the sun was hot that day, So he said, let's run and we'll have some fun. Now before I fell away, down to the village with a broomstick in his hand, running here and there all around the square, saying, catch me if you can. Because old Frosty the Snowman, he had to hurry on his way. But he waved goodbye, saying, don't you cry, I'll be back again someday.
I'll be back again someday.
I'll be back again someday.
Thank you. tall grass grows high and brown. Well, I dragged you straight in the muddy ground, and you sent me back to where I